Hall.
39 minutes past 12. This is RSN Central with Gareth Hall, and it's now time to catch up with the CEO of Country Racing Victoria, Scott Whiteman. Good afternoon to you, Scott.
Good afternoon, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you, mate. We're finally seeing the light at the end of this tunnel. It's been a tough year, but crowds are slowly but surely coming back to the races. But more importantly for owners, I think that we're allowed to head back to the stables on Friday. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Brian Kruger confirmed that earlier today. The decision has been made to allow the owners to go back to the stables, which is wonderful news. This industry has done many, many good things during COVID, and one of them is the owners have continued to support the industry to the level they have by racing their horses, and we thank them for their patience with that. And it's good to see that they can get back to the stables and carry on that business and catch up with their friends and the horses that really make this game so good. So that is a good piece of news, Gareth.
And that's the best part, especially for most of the country folk out there in country Victoria, that if they've got a share in their horse or a horse, it's most likely trained by a local trainer. And that's sometimes the best part of being in a galloper, is that you can go and actually watch your horse work or have a beer with your trainer after work and have a look at your horse.
Yeah, too true. And you know, there's been many wonderful stories of that over the years. You certainly feel like you're part of the team when that occurs. And let's face it, at the end of the day, the vast majority of country areas have had no issues whatsoever during COVID. So it's certainly appropriate, and it's good for those people who have gone along with the industry protocols, indeed the government protocols, but it's time to get back and enjoy what we love about the game.
Obviously, you've been lobbying the government hard to get crowds back to the races, and I suppose there's been a few country clubs a little frustrated, saying that we're in a different ball game compared to the metropolitan race clubs. But when will we see more people back to the races? Have you been given a time frame?
Well, we have. So what actually happens now, Gareth, there's three different types of tiered events that clubs have to apply for and get approved. Tier three events, it's up to 500 people, and we're seeing that already with recent meetings last weekend. We'll see that in play again at Sandown and Echuca tomorrow. We'll see that particularly for the Pakenham Cup on Saturday, also with Balnarring Racing and Stawell over the weekend. And that will continue on. Obviously, to have 501 up to 5,000 people, that's what we call a Tier 2 event. You have to apply, you have to get approval from the government, and the health officials are looking at all those events. And that could take some time. We were advised it could take 4 to 6 weeks. Having said that, the minister and his department have worked tirelessly to be able to cut those timelines, and I'm sure that that can happen. For instance, Yarra Valley on the 18th of December, which is one of the very biggest Christmas meetings in this state, indeed in Australia, have applied for a Tier 2 event. We're hopeful that that will be granted in time to have those numbers at Yarra Valley on that day. And then, of course, the Tier 1 event will take somewhat longer, but the Tier 2 to have 5,000 at any of our events from, say, Yarra Valley or Boxing Day onwards would be very welcome. So we're hoping, obviously, that we can get the government to kick off from Yarra Valley onwards, and that'll be a fantastic boost for those country clubs and certainly their communities, having large-scale attendances back on course and doing the right thing.
Has it been obviously there's a lot of work that goes into these race clubs having their meetings, especially the clubs that only have, say, one meeting per year. How much notice do they need, Scott?
Well, in a perfect world, Gareth, you need certainly a couple of weeks' notice to make sure your track is in tip-top order. But the art of getting people involved and engaged and attending takes months. People like to know a fair way in advance their options and then book in accordingly. So it'll be a little bit of a slower return. It doesn't mean that we're going to see unbelievable crowds suddenly turn up overnight, but there's lots of people out there, Gareth, who are desperate for an experience, want to get back to the racetrack and enjoy what happens on a racetrack. But it does take some time. So we're obviously very conscious of the protocols that are in place and must be adhered to and the application process. But you'll find that there'll be plenty of people attending should they get the club gets the approval for those meetings, which I've mentioned earlier. But it wouldn't be, okay, we get approval on the 15th of December and we suddenly have unbelievable crowds at Yarra Valley on the 18th. But I can tell you after discussions with Brett Chambrook, who's a well-known administrator that runs Yarra Valley very successfully, there's lots and lots of people who are champing at the bit to get to that particular meeting.
We're talking to the CEO of Country Racing Victoria, Scott Whiteman. It's 12:45 here on RSN Central. So, Scott, are you confident that, that race clubs can make sure that they deliver a great experience for the punters and the people wanting to go to the races? Or do people just need to be a little bit more patient regarding all of this? Because obviously it's not, the world will be different, I would imagine, when we go back to the track. Or do you think it'll be pretty similar before COVID-19?
It's certainly going to be a little bit different in the early stages, Gareth. You won't see crowds winning a race or owners and hugging each other and carrying on because of the protocols in place. You certainly have to have a seat at this point in time. You're not to go down to the running rail and cheer and carry on as the horses race up the course proper. Everyone's got to have a seat. You can certainly get up from your seat to go to the bookmakers and so forth. And talking about bookmakers, we're hopeful of having some bookmakers back on course as early as this weekend. The TAB has a longer process to go through to return to the racetrack, but we're hoping they're going to be back on course in the next week or two as well. So it'll be a slightly different experience early on than what you might envisage. And then as we gather speed, you'll see more and more people there. You'll see bookmakers and the TAB in full strength. We'll still have the participants bubble in action for some time yet. So yes, it is a different experience. Some people are very happy to go along and just be able to look at their horse, see it race in the flesh. Some people like a far different experience. So it'll be a bit of a blend for a while. But the beauty of it is, Gareth, we are getting people back on course. The industry has been able to race on all the way through this pandemic. And we've been reminded many occasions that, you know, we may be somewhat slower to get in the stride in the eyes of some people, but this industry raced on all the way through the pandemic when many other industries had to stop their operations and people were unemployed. So whilst it will be a little bit of a different experience, it won't be for too long.
Yeah, and people need to understand it's not as easy just opening up the gates when the government give you the green light. You need to wait on the government, and then clubs need to make sure that they have everything in place to make sure that they follow the protocols and to keep people in check when they head onto the track, and then they've got to try and make it an experience at least that they can enjoy when they head to the races. So, yeah, I think that the racing industry has done a wonderful job. And when you have a look at your club, Scott, how have they handled the pandemic? Because we all know that turnover's through the roof during this pandemic in racing, especially in this state. But the clubs rely on different streams of revenue to make a profit and to keep their club going. So how have your clubs handled this situation?
Well, they've handled it really well, both in their attitude and their determination to make sure that racing could continue on, and their understanding that we are in a pandemic and it will be somewhat different. Where we are extremely lucky is that we raced on and we're able to keep wagering going. The clubs have been fully funded. They don't have any problems in that regard at all. There is no club in country Victoria, let alone Victoria, that is in danger of going out of business. That's not the case. They're all well funded. They have reserves to get them through this. Obviously, the cream on the cake has gone with the absence of crowds at some of their big race meetings. But I've been really chuffed by the professionalism and the attitude that we will overcome this. We will succeed. We will get back to normal, that all the clubs have certainly been pushing for and have really got a steely resolve to make sure that they play their part in the ongoing success of the industry.
you must be proud of how quickly the Jericho Cup and that particular race day has developed.
Yeah, I really am. And look, I take my hat off to Bill Gibbons. What a wonderful human being and a wonderful supporter of this concept. And to see it grow as quickly as it has is a fantastic tribute to Bill and to all concerned. And I've got to say, I think it's going to get bigger and better over the years. I was talking to the boss of Queensland Racing the other day, and they were extremely keen to be involved in it as well. It's got national significance. Simon Wild nailed it in his interview the other day that it's a very important race and important, more important than some other races out there. So I'm sure that the industry has shown its support. We know that the crowds, when they were allowed to be there last year, showed their support. This will only get bigger and better, I'm sure. So it was a fantastic edition of it again this year, and very colourful one at that.
Do you think it's inspiration to other country race clubs around our state, Scott, to say, OK, that if we think outside of the square and we get people involved in our race club like a Bill Gibbons and we come up with ideas like this, and it's a wonderful idea from Bill, but do you think it's an opportunity for other clubs to think about a concept like this or something different outside the square that we haven't really seen before?
Yeah, look, you should never, ever just go along with the norm.
Yep.
There's certainly been some exciting different races across Australia and, in fact, the world from time to time. This one is such an inspiration to us all. I don't know if it can be replicated, obviously, but those sort of ideas and history that Australia has should be used to the maximum where we can. I'm sure there's going to be something else come out up over time. What it is right here and now, I don't know. But we should never stop trying to come up with ideas because this has certainly engaged with the community and so many people out there that Bill Gibbons and his people should be so, so proud of it.
No, it's exciting. So we've had a tough year, Scott, but it's been pretty good news over the last 48 hours especially. And by the time Boxing Day and New Year's Day come around, we should nearly be back to normal. Is that how you see it?
Well, we're obviously not going to be quite as
back to normal,
normal. There. Some clubs will be a little bit concerned about having too many people at their race meetings. We're making some changes, Gareth, particularly over Boxing Day, with moving Nil and Kerrang. But, yeah, those communities will race on and they play a very important part in our racing fabric. But you will see that build up. You'll see the head of steam rise and rise leading into autumn. So, look, I think autumn will be bigger and better than ever.
And we'll be right by the time May arrives, hopefully.
Warrnambool will be as big as it's ever
correct
been, if not bigger, for sure.
All right, then make sure you get and book your accommodation right now. It's probably already booked out, Scott.
Well, it's not that easy to get in there at night.
No.
But it's been such a success over a long, long period of time that the number of people are already talking up Warrnambool because they missed out this year indicates very, very strongly that it's going to be a bumper carnival.
Well, Scott, Juniper's had a wonderful spring. I know that you would have been a little frustrated that you couldn't get to the races with that the big group of owners there to celebrate. So well done with him. Thanks for your time as always here on RSN Central, mate. Look forward to having a beer with you at the races soon.
Yeah, that would be fantastic, Gareth. And thank you for all of your efforts that you're doing on behalf of the industry. And also thanks to all of your listeners who are tuning in. It's been a tough year, but it's been a year that we will overcome, and it'll be for sure that 2021 will be bigger and better than ever.
Hear, hear. Enjoy Christmas, mate, if I don't talk to you before then. Thanks for your time,
Thank
as
you.
Always.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's